From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Leiden.
Anxieties about the ripple effects of the financing structure that was created.
That's the soundtrack of the current financial crisis, as heard by CNBC addicts. It sounds like fire broke out in the Tower of Babel.
Across America and American industry, recession, of course, the word.
Kathy Ferrand can't help but tune in for every minute of it from the sofa of her modest townhouse in Columbia, Maryland. She's one more anxious face in the new economy. We're zooming in on Kathy to start our series, Faces of the New Economy. At least 30% of older workers have postponed their plans to retire because of the economic downturn. Kathy's one of them. On a Friday night, she's huddling with her young financial advisor, Anna Sergwognina.
Retirement is like, oh my God, I can't afford it. I can't do it. I can't afford it.
It is your state of mind, Kathy. I still think it's possible.
Anything's possible.
Yes.
Spoken like a former race car driver and a huge fan. For 18 years, this divorced 62-year-old has raced occasionally and followed amateur sports car racing passionately.
If I could have figured out a way to make money at that, I would have.
Yes, I don't know how you replace race car driving.
Well, I will tell you, it was a great time. Had a wonderful time. It really was. It was a family, and
your face is just lighting up right now.
Yeah.
But now, Kathy Ferrand hates driving. Every day, she makes a 110-mile round-trip commute to her job as a credit union marketing manager. She calls her little paid-off Volkswagen Twyla May.
Twyla and I do the commute every day, and physically, I don't get beat up in the car, but mentally you get beat up, and then that affects you physically. So, you know, and it's one morning I hit a lawn chair at 75 miles an hour. It was folded. There wasn't anybody in it. So just things like that you have to pay attention to, you know. By the time I get to work, I'm almost exhausted.
Kathy has health issues, asthma. She's a former smoker. She had hoped to retire in January.
And then get a part-time job. I mean, you know. Greet her at the Walmart or something. I need the socialization. I need to get out because I could very well stay here and, you know, watch TV and eat cookies.
Financial advisor Anna's first nugget of advice, turn off CNBC.
Just so that people don't think about it or think about it less. Maybe Kathy would be okay retiring in 3 months as she planned. But now I think it's just this stage in her mind that I can't. And it starts to run your life.
Well, I mean, my one obviously big fear, as is everybody else, is running out of money before, you know, they cough and buying. I don't want to be 75 looking for a job.
8 years ago, before Kathy got this job, she was laid off and out of work for a year. Today, compared to some of her friends, she's in pretty good shape. She's paid off the townhouse, won't be updating her 20-year-old appliances and drapes. She's frugal, a lifelong saver. She has a 401k through the credit union, along with two IRAs. Still, her portfolio is substantially under $500,000, and she's just lost almost a third of it in a few short months.
This is going on all over, and I'm not the only one that's doubting my retirement. Anna has made some suggestions that I haven't done just yet. I'm still looking at them, and I sell some stock, and that is stock that I inherited from my mom. Mm-hmm. My sister sold some of hers, and I'm like, but it was mom's. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of sometimes a little hard, and maybe if I keep it, it'll come back up.
More than $500 billion has evaporated from Americans' retirement plans this year. The stock market's down 30% since July, and many retirees can't afford to wait for that market to come back up. So people postponing retirement, like Kathy, are in a paradoxical situation. The American Association of Retired Persons says most of them expect to work part-time when they do retire. Call it worktirement. Anna sketches it out for Kathy.
If you retire, consider working part-time.
Yes, I definitely.
If you do that, then you wouldn't have to touch your portfolio for as long as you can work in that way. When you can't work, your portfolio will work for you, and hopefully you can recoup all the losses.
Yeah. I want to get a dog, so that'll be a little extra money that I'll have to spend. But
we have that in the budget for you.
Anna and Jim, Anna's boss, have plotted it down to Kathy's fingernails, literally.
He figured in, like, $600 a quarter for clothing, and I switched that over to $600 a quarter for manicures.
You do have a very nice manicure.
Thank you. I'll tell him you said so. Mm-hmm. I'm getting them done tomorrow.
Because after all, those beautifully manicured fingernails are Kathy Ferran's comfort, even in a most uncomfortable time.